RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are back at it again with a Football Friday here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. But first, let's go ahead and get you some headlines. These headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. I'll give you some quick details from yesterday's action. We had a full slate of basketball, full slate of football. Let's go ahead and give you the garbage first. Cowboys survived the Commanders 23-30. Not good. Dak had 300 plus and two TDs. Malik Davis, nice game in the backfield, 100 plus yards for the Cowboys. The Lions season is over.
Man, after losing 2010. How do you lose to a team with a backup and you need the game, you need the win to stay in the playoff picture? And now now Green Bay is automatically in. So the NFC is already settled, except for the division, the NFC South division winner between Tampa Bay and Carolina. But everybody else is, the other six spots are locked in.
Yeah, it is probably one of the biggest disappointing stories of the season, if you talk about the Lions. You know of any other stories that rival that, Ravens, as far as expectations and reality?
Ravens, Chiefs. I mean, this is, if you're talking about this season, this has been a season of teams. I don't want to say he's a new guard coming in, but it's, you see the consequences of going to the playoffs every year in and year out. It started to weigh and started to take its toll on certain teams. Obviously the Chiefs, I mean, it's been AFC Championship and Super Bowl at least the last 6-7 years with them. You saw with the Ravens, and that's why we were talking about Lamar in hour one, about maybe his chances of being moved and possibly coming down here. And the Lions, you could tell that what happens when you become successful, other organizations, other teams want the people in your coaching staff, you know, your personnel. They start taking those guys away from you, and it's very difficult to at times to get another offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator, because what happens is when they get hired as a new coach, they take the rest of the personnel that's on your team. So that's what happened with Detroit. Look what happened. Look at this season. The offensive coordinator from the last 2 years and defensive coordinator the last 2-3 years were all taken away. They all got head coaching jobs, and you see the numbers. If you look at the numbers, they only committed 6 turnovers, I think, all year. And then they've committed like 8 over the last 2 weeks.
Oh, bro, they had five or six this last game.
Yeah, like Goff had five with two fumbles.
Yeah, Goff had five. Gibbs had one.
So yeah, it's sooner or later it's gonna catch up to you when it caught up to them, and their window, where a lot of people were saying their window was gonna close, seems like it's closing, because Chicago, and they got a guy, they got a head coach, they got a quarterback. Green Bay's got a head coach and a quarterback. Minnesota's definitely got a head coach. They just don't know if they have a quarterback. So just like that, you could go being 15-2 to now, what are they, 7-8 or 8-8 now? They're 8-8?
Yeah, I think they're 8-8. And you mentioned the window. You know, it's something that we obviously talk about all the time when we see successful teams. And a couple of the teams, as you just mentioned right now, in regards to window, that window was open for Patrick Mahomes, in which we thought, hey, he's going to win, you know, four out of the next five. Who's stopping this guy? Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Chris Jones, you know, Travis Kelce. And that window slammed shut. Baltimore was always one game away. They're one game away, one game away. Now Lamar potentially could be playing for the Dolphins. That window slammed shut. And unfortunately, it seems to have happened with the Detroit Lions as well, in which, like you mentioned, Ben Johnson having a great year with Chicago. They've taken a step forward. You know, I don't know, he recently went down with an ACL injury, but adding Micah Parsons bolstered the Packers to a position higher than what they were already at with Jordan Love and the roster that they had over there. So it seems like that window has slammed shut on Detroit. Now, it's just like we mentioned, it's been one of those seasons in the NFL in which the other teams that had, you know, a window that you looked, or that seemed like it was going to take longer, and they're taking that step up. And, you know, that's the Bears, that's the Broncos.
Yeah,
it really has been interesting. The Carolina Panthers, even, you know, have a potential.
They have a potential of winning the division and hosting a playoff game. And they've had some big wins this season. And shout out to Bryce Young, because everybody was ready to throw him out. And especially after he got benched last year, and that benching was probably the best thing that happened to him, because he's played very well since then. And seeing what we've been talking about, these teams, the old guard, the teams that were always expected to be in the playoffs, you know, I want to say the blue bloods of the AFC. Obviously, we're talking about Kansas City and Baltimore. Isn't this what makes it more frustrating as a Dolph fan? If you see that these teams that were the top teams that you were trying to get to are starting to come down, and instead of you progressing up to either be in the same level or surpass them, you're actually below them now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're actually, you may finish with the same record as Kansas City, and we don't know how the injury is going to be, but we feel like Mahomes will be back to being Mahomes again. And I like the general manager in Kansas City. I like the way their front office moves. So I don't think they're going to be, you're going to see another 6-10 season from them again. But you can't say the same thing about Baltimore. I mean, no, you can't say the same thing about Miami. Baltimore, they've always had a history of good personnel, good management. I'm not expecting them to be this bad again in the next season or two, depending on what they do with Lamar or how they move on from Lamar. Buffalo, this is it for Buffalo. If they don't win it this year, they're never going to win it. Because all the teams that always were ahead of you or stopping you, Cincinnati's, the Kansas City's, they're not here.
Another team we didn't mention too, speaking of Buffalo, is the Patriots, how they've stormed to the top of the AFC East.
Right, in a very short amount of time. And to the point now that it's them and Buffalo that will be battling for the AFC East for the years to come. Where does that put the Miami Dolphins? Where are they right now? Because you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a general manager, and you have a head coach who's on the foreman right now.
Yeah, I I'm doing some research before I make this statement, but if I'm not mistaken, I think Rod Wave may have saved Bryce Young's career.
Really?
Rod Wave had been reaching out to Bryce Young last year during his benching. Which these stories, by the way, are all what is it, corroborated? I'm not sure. Either way, how about this? Bryce Young confirmed this was true in regards to him reaching out. And since him reaching out, the Carolina Panthers have gone, this is November of last year, all the way to obviously what they are right now. They have gone 12-6. I'm sorry, 12-7. And, you know, he had a, he went from being benched to having a, breaking Cam Newton's franchise record. And that was when he threw for 448 yards. And to leading his team to a playoff opportunity, a chance to win the division. And there's no other person who's responsible for this than Rod Wave.
Dr. Tobog is right. What about Rico Dodd will help too? And maybe that rookie that they got, Tet McMillan. But I mean, yeah. I'm just saying, if you want to give Rod Wave all the credit, by all means, go ahead.
No, I don't. I think it's Rod Wave for sure. It's definitely Rod Wave.
Okay.
Which always sounds like he's crying on the song. I'm not gonna lie.
He's a bit of a crier.
My National Whiners Day.
He's definitely like that. He's like the lead singer for National Whining Day.
My heart on ice. Bryce Young, call me. And then I look at him. In the NBA yesterday, we had some
great games. So actually,
pretty good games.
Knicks Cavs was great to start it off.
17-point deficit in the fourth. Knicks came back and were able to pull that one off. Yes. Who's that guy that was making threes in the fourth? That intangible.
Tyler Kolick?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, man. That's our guy, bro. That's
you
the
know,
guy.
Three threes. You guys always got that one guy, you know, that just like.
Yeah, he's Opie Cunningham Brunson.
Steve Novak.
Yeah, discount auto check. Yeah, we always got one intangible. But yeah, Tyler Kolick.
You know. Yeah, so that was pretty big. Bron played in his 20th Christmas game. And unfortunately, the Lakers lost to the Rockets.
Ah, J.J. Redick's upset.
Is he?
Yeah. Called what out his team again. Doesn't like the team's effort. The team is, they can't play defense. They don't have any good defenders, and I don't understand why they're shocked by that, because it's like you set up this roster. Yeah, what, you expect a 41-year-old man to play defense all the time?
No. Guys, come on.
Luka does not play defense, but because he's Luka, you're not going to say anything to him. And for Austin Reeves has been banged up.
And didn't you trade away your best defender?
Who is that?
For Luka.
Oh, Anthony Davis. Yeah, but then I'll do that, because Anthony Davis was, he hurt his groin on Christmas.
Ugh. This guy gets hurt all the time. Speaking of the Mavericks.
They lost to the Warriors.
They returned. Clay's returned to Chase Center.
Oh, that was the first time he played?
First time he returned to Chase Center. And he put up a whopping 7 points.
Did he have? No.
Minus four, plus minus.
That brought glee to you, didn't it? That brought joy to you. Because you were the first person to call out Clay saying he was washed. And you've been right.
What a bum. Guy's a total bum. And a jerk. I can't confirm that yet. But I think he's a jerk. I know he probably had a great.
Why you
Christmas
say he's a jerk? I mean, you know who doesn't think he's a jerk?
Who's that?
One Meg Thee Stallion.
Oh yeah, I know. But see, she doesn't know any better. She's used to dealing with like rappers and you know, it's her first. She got with Klay Thompson. I mean, Klay's a loser, so of course, you know, he's just happy to be here. So of course, he's treating her right, and because of that, I think they're going to work out. And I do wish them the best. I just wish he would stop playing basketball, because, oh my God, is it horrible to watch. Minus four, plus minus, what are we doing here? And your return to Chase Center, that was your opportunity to show, oh, look, Steph Curry, I am no longer Robin. Look at me. And no, nothing. He didn't do nothing.
He can't even beat a Green Lantern right now.
Can't even be nothing, bro. He can't. And, you know, they're having some problems over there with their own big three in Golden State, with Draymond Green fighting anything he possibly can. I thought Jimmy Butler would be the problem over there, but it seems like.
Oh, they're about to fight.
You know, I don't know if you saw Jimmy Butler's comments concerning the fight. I think on Instagram he was quoted as saying, I like that. It turned me on a little bit.
Hey, yo. Well, I mean, he's had his own coach-player infractions we've seen. We saw him and Spo go at it. We saw him and UD go at it. But I could get, I could take that from, you know, two individuals that won four titles with each other. I don't think if that was anybody else, Steve Kerr is, you know, taking that or allowing it to get to that point. But it was obviously disrespect, but it was at least a little level of respect because they know each other. This is their relationship. But yes, you could see that this relationship is about to end. And when you're putting triple singles up, I don't really know where you're going to be a good fit. Don't know where you're going to, your behavior is going to be tolerated, because it was only tolerated in one place. And that's because you had, you know, the light skinned assassin around you. But
absolutely.
But he's as great as he is. He's getting old.
Getting old. So, another basketball note yesterday from the lineup. How do you feel about this, Vlad? The Spurs moved to 3-0 against Oklahoma City this year.
Fam, they are scary.
Scary?
Scary. Like, scary, scary. Because you know they got the alien, right?
Oof.
And then they got this kid who... Ron Harper's son, Dylan Harper, he's a baller. Like, he's a real baller. And I'm a big De'Aaron Fox fan. They got shooters. They listen to their coach. That team, that is a great rivalry for the years to, for the NBA in the near future. That they, athleticism, great defense, franchise players. That would, to beat OKC three times, to be 3-0 against OKC, and this is still an OKC Thunder team that I still think could win 70 plus games. But to know that you're the team that's beating them, you beat them already. Like, they're not going to be able to overtake you in season series. You've beaten them majority of the times.
Yeah. So it's done. It's done so.
And this is the team that I think if they made the trade for Giannis, that would change, they would change everything. I think if the Spurs made the trade for Giannis, you put the Greek freak with the French alien, it's going to be crazy.
Look, if you want to talk about windows, as we've been, you know, discussing this hour, the windows of both the Spurs and the Thunder look like these teams aren't going anywhere, man.
Dude,
the Thunder got the number one. Thunder have
the Clippers number pick. One pick. That could be a number one pick. It could be the first pick in the draft.
They could, and I mean, what did the Spurs just do?
But they got so much talent, and they got drafted.
They got Wemby and what? Stephon Castle, right?
They got Wemby, Castle, Vessel, Dylan Harper. They got a guy that looks like the Johnson that we that the Miami Heat have. I forgot his name. It's not Kelvin.
Keyshawn.
Well, no, wait, who's the Keyshawn? Miami or Spurs?
Yeah, Miami.
I think it's Keldon and for the Spurs.
Oh, I got you.
Keldon Johnson. And he put up 9 points on 7 shots yesterday. 9.7 rebounds. And he was a plus 7. They got talent, bro. They got talent all across the board.
Yeah. And, I mean, you were mentioning Dylan Harper. 19 years old, averaging 12 already. You know, second pick of the draft last year. A lot of picks coming to Thunder's way. A lot of these players are young. You know, we mentioned the windows of a lot of the old guard moving, but this isn't the old guard. These are, none of these players are you know, I didn't, what is SGA even 30? And what is,
no,
he,
one of the older players? Is SGA even 25 is a better question. He's like probably 26 right now.
27 years old, and he's an OG. He's like the old man on the block right now at 27 years old.
Best player in the game. And he's the OG, or second best player they gave it. He's an OG, and he's only 27. He's just entering his prime. And this is why you've seen all these moves being made, and you want to know what's going on, you know, 601 Biscayne Boulevard. What's going on out there, bro? Things got to happen. Things need to happen here, because 15-15, that's just heading another, like I said, we've been saying, Playinville. And I don't know if this fan base can go another year Playinville.
Yeah, they managed to trick us again this year with Norman Powell, and it started off strong.
Is it trick? Is it trick? Or
yeah,
is it...
because Norman Powell is an excellent pickup. This has nothing to do with him specifically, but you know what we need to be successful. You know we need a Giannis. We need a
superstar.
Maker. We need a we need that guy. And we missed again. We always miss. We always strike in whatever the case.
Who did you miss start? On?
Kevin Durant. Giannis also wanted to leave, and you know we couldn't secure that.
Do you want? Okay. Does Kevin Durant? Does Kevin Durant now, at his age, what is he, 37? Does he?
Yes.
Does he turn you into a title contender? To be honest now. Be honest. Looking at your team and everything with your team, you think Kevin Durant at 37 years old and his state of his at this stage in his career make you guys a title contender?
Depending on what we were able to keep. For example, if we were able to keep Bam Adebayo, Khalil Ware. Maybe even, I'm not sure if this also means we get Norman Powell, but let's just say
you can keep Norman. Khalil Ware. You can keep Norman. Yeah. I don't believe you keeping Khalil Ware if you made a move for Kevin Durant.
Fair, fair. Completely understandable, especially what we know now.
Right.
But depending on what we keep, I do think Kevin Durant is able to take this team to an Eastern contender. A title contender? The West is very, very, very hard to overcome. But in the East right now, you add Kevin Durant, take away a few pieces, I think we are the third best team. I think it'll probably go Knicks, Detroit, and then Boston and us because Tatum is still recovering. But without that, without the, hey, this is Kevin, it matters, bro. It matters who's at quarterback. You know, it matters if there's a, if Dan Marino or if Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady's throwing that ball, you're going to want to catch it, right? You're going to feel like I need to catch this ball. If Kevin Durant is on that court, people just play better. I don't know what it is. You know, I just feel like they're going to have to play better. If there's other people there, it's like, yeah, what are you going to tell me? You know, we're peers. But anyway, we're going to talk more about the Miami Heat. We'll talk more about the Miami Dolphins potentially acquiring Lamar Jackson. It is a Football Friday here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Vlad and Marcos holding things down. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we will discuss Lamar and possible trade packages that will get him to South Florida again. We got more on 104.3 WQAM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You see, he said pistol in the party, and it just still sounds like he's crying. Just don't get it.
Hey, well, clearly he gets into his feelings. He's letting
pistol
you know.
In the body, I don't feel right.
Get into my feelings. Stop crying.
Yeah, stop crying, dude. National Whining Day. Here on the Dobin Leroy Show. It is regular old hour two, which could potentially be renamed in the upcoming offseason. If the reports are true, in a column for the Baltimore Sun on Wednesday, columnist Mike Preston wrote that Lamar Jackson has already become a central figure in possible trade talks. Mm. He suggested that the Ravens should look at potentially trading the star quarterback and name two potential landing spots, the Miami Dolphins and the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, for obvious reasons, people down here would love for him to come to Miami. Just want to present what's on the opposite side. Tom Brady apparently has shown fondness for Lamar in the past, but that's the only thing that's linking him to Las Vegas.
Oh, he also showed fondness to Shedeur Sanders and had an opportunity to draft him, and he never did.
Absolutely. And I'm not sure how much power he really has. I don't know what Tom Brady really is doing. I see him with eye show speed. I see him, you know, calling games. I see him on TV. I see him, you know, doing this and that. I'm not sure how locked in he is with the football operations of the Las Vegas Raiders right now. But other than the idea of it being a big market, I don't understand how or why the Raiders have any sort of, you know, it's sure they have Genty and Max Crosby, but, you know, I can't think of a notable spot or a notable reason as to why anyone would want to go to Vegas. And I'm sure
it's
a lot
Vegas.
Of people can
what
say
are you
the
talking
same.
About? It's the same thing as Miami.
I'm saying other than a big city, like I get that it's Vegas, but it's like, you know, there's no foundation that I'm gonna be honest. Anybody who has gone to Vegas, their career has gone there to die. That's it. Like I haven't seen anyone who
I'm not gonna let you get. I'm not gonna say that you're wrong, but they've only been in Vegas for only 3 years, or 3 or 4
Vegas,
years.
Vegas, a.k.a. Oakland.
You just talking about the Raiders organization as a whole.
Exactly. The Raiders organization as a total, to me, has been exactly what their fan base is referred to, of a black hole. I've known talents to go over there and, you know, be shells of themselves.
So, okay, I get you. Anybody that's donned the Raiders uniform has either been a shell of themselves or gotten into some controversy, a.k.a. Randy Moss, Antonio Brown, Christian Wilkins. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, I'd say I can't name one player who has, you know, Davante Adams, Antonio Brown. Okay. You know, I can't name one player who's gone to the Raiders organization and ended up better for it. Now they do have an eye for talent.
Charles Woodson. He was drafted there, and Jerry Rice when he went there.
See, but this is the thing. But okay, Charles Woodson was drafted by the Raiders.
Yes, he was.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. That's different in regards to getting their own talent. Brock Bowers is a solid addition. Max Crosby is a solid pickup.
Ashton Genty
is a solid pickup. Sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, when it comes to someone going over there, those Jerry Rice years were like, okay, like I guess it was
okay. So
it was cool.
So let me ask you this then: can someone say the same thing about when people go to South Florida and play with the Dolphins?
Now, this is the thing: you may not find team success, but I can give you examples of people who had their best years as a Dolphin.
Okay,
Jonnu Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
Right, maybe I'm stretched a little bit on that Brandon Marshall one, but
Brandon had a good season with you guys.
Jordan Brooks. And I'm sure there's probably a couple that I'm missing that, like, you know, Raheem Mostert had a nice bounce back year from you know, being ousted in San Francisco to coming back here. Reggie Bush had a solid year when he came here, 1,000-yard rusher.
Ricky Williams.
Okay. Now, I mean, well, Ricky Williams, we gave the house for Ricky damn near, so I completely understand. I mean, we didn't do what the Saints did, but that's who we really, really wanted. So I understand that when it comes to team success, who am I to talk? But in regards to personal, if you just look at the track record, if I'm having to compare, if I'm sitting down with Lamar and it's like, hey, it's me or Vegas, I'm like, well, you tell me, Lamar, who has gone to the Raider organization and succeeded? And I can tell him, you know, I can fire back with a lot of things that we have to offer in Miami. But at the end of the day, I think none of them are going to weigh in as much as hometown. We got to get that hometown discount of some sort. And I don't mean discount on price, but I mean in regards to, like, sure, the success hasn't necessarily been there from a team standpoint, but having the opportunity, he didn't have that in college, in that the Miami Hurricanes were not that, you know, the outstanding team that they were today, or the force that they were in the early 2000s and 80s and stuff like that. When Lamar Jackson was in college,
so I don't understand why they allowed him to go to Louisville.
I mean, I don't know if it's an allow or if I think he just saw the landscape and was like, why would I want to do this to myself?
I've been trying to get the local talent to stay here.
But that didn't happen. Apparently Al Golden wasn't.
Okay.
You know, whoever was.
There's been at least three opportunities for Lamar Jackson to play at Hard Rock Stadium in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Whether it was for the University of Miami, or he was drafted by the Miami Dolphins, or he was signed as a free agent to the Miami Dolphins, and that didn't happen. He is turning 30. This is, you know, we got to check his Carfax. He's been bent. He's been, you know, in quite a few accidents, to say the least, over his tenure in the NFL. So are you willing to make a move to get him where you could, like, we know he could have, what, maybe another 6 to 7, 6 to 8 years of, being dominant, being a prominent player? Or do you take a chance on new general manager, new head coach, and they draft their quarterback and who they feel will be their quarterback for the next 10 to 15 years? Do you do that?
You know, it's a matter of who's going to be making that decision. Because
here's a question. Let me ask you this. Would you rather, if I gave you a choice, and we've been doing this a lot in the station, somebody, Hockman Crowder and Solana show with our boy Jimmy, they did, who would you rather, Joe Burrow or Giannis? You know, Joe Burrow to the Dolphins or Giannis to the Heat? Well, I have a similar question. Who would you rather, John Harbaugh being the coach of the Dolphins or Lamar being the quarterback of the Dolphins?
Wow. Okay. So I think for the success of the team, I can understand why someone may say Harbaugh. Me personally, Lamar in a Dolphins uniform means a lot to me as a fan. As a Dolphins fan who has made a living and you know, lived by it, died by the big splash, something about the idea of getting Lamar, again, may not be the long-term solution, but damn, it'll make me feel so good. It's like sniffing a huge line of success. Just like, I can imagine even just like a 6-win season being so damn fun.
Yeah, be careful with you and the Dolphins and sniffing success, okay?
Yes, you know. Those big grains have got us in trouble in the past.
Definitely in the offensive line.
But we're going to continue to discuss Lamar Jackson and what we would have to give up to acquire that, including obviously our couple first-round picks. But before we do, we are going to attempt to tickle Vlad's fancy.
Tickle my fancy?
Wow. Indeed. Yeah, so I got a slate of things I want your opinion on. We take a quick break and come back with that right here on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo, I'm so fancy.
It is time to tickle Vlad's fancy. That is my Tobin impression.
I'm quite ticklish.
I have an awesome lineup for you, bro.
Do you now?
I'm going to start things at home. Something you don't have to wait for, Vlad.
Really?
Stranger Things. 3 episodes came out yesterday at 8 p.m. Eastern time.
After the game?
Stranger Things bandwagon. Yes, after the game.
I'm not a Stranger Things fan. So.
Heard. Yeah. Now, before this season even came out, we were told that each one of these episodes essentially would be like a movie.
Fancy, not tickled.
But I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of was late on the train as well. Didn't really care for it. Kids on bikes, 80s, blah, blah, blah. Long story short.
Live through it. Okay.
Some of the best television I've ever seen.
Really?
Can I even call it television? Some of the best show. It's one of the best things I've ever seen. I'm not going to lie to you. It was truly epic on multiple levels. The cinematography of things, the effects. And each episode, like they had mentioned, was like an hour and some change, too. So it didn't feel like they were trying to rush things. And it didn't feel like it dragged on too long, either. And I'm a big fan of let me get something now. I'm not that wait every week kind of guy. Because I forget, I lose interest very quickly. So kudos to Stranger Things. I know you said it doesn't tickle your fancy, but if for some reason you ever get bored, you won't be disappointed by this season. All right. Let's get you some NFL actions. We actually have some football on a Saturday.
That's Stranger Things.
That is indeed Stranger Things. We're going to start off at 4:30 p.m. with the Houston Texans as they take on the Los Angeles Chargers. Chargers, 1.5-point favorites. What do you think? This tickle your fancy?
My fancy is tickled for this one.
My fancy is tickled.
Yeah, this is a battle for playoff seeding. Chargers are ahead of the Texans right now, one game. So if the Texans win, they will surpass the Chargers and get the fifth seed, I believe. Yes, they would get the fifth seed because they would surpass, because they have the tiebreak over Buffalo, and they would have the tiebreak over the Chargers. Yeah, I want to see how that defense goes against Justin Herbert. And I want to see Jim Harbaugh versus D'Amico Ryan, both are defensive oriented head coaches. So, yeah, my fancy's tickled. This is a good Saturday afternoon game.
I agree. I think it's be a good game for sure. Now, another thing I'm going to ask you is picking who you think has the lowest and highest tickets to attend this game. And we're looking at the cheapest ticket to get you in the building and the most expensive cheapest ticket to get you in the building. So keep that in mind when you're picking these games. We got Houston and Los Angeles was the first one there. We're going to move on to the other Saturday matchup. You can catch on Peacock, 8 p.m. on Saturday, Baltimore at Green Bay. Green Bay
fancy
is currently 4.5-point favorites.
Fancy not tickled.
Lamar's not playing. Jordan Love's not playing. That game doesn't mean anything for Green Bay since Detroit lost. They don't really have anything to play for. I think they have maybe like some slim chances at the NFC North Division title. So maybe. But with nothing at stake anymore for both teams, yeah.
All right, fancy good call.
Tickle. And the cheapest ticket there might be like $8. That's going to be cold.
That one is actually cheapest ticket listed at $120 for that.
That's crazy.
That is great to work indeed. Next, let's start with your Sunday slate of games. We'll run through these really quick before we head to break. Arizona at Cincinnati.
Fancy not tickled.
Fair enough.
Fancy
what about
not
that
tickled.
Ticket?
Is that Cincinnati? Cheapest
yeah.
ticket might be $28.
14.
Did you see?
Pittsburgh at Cleveland.
Fancy is tickled.
My fancy is tickled.
Because I want to see Shadur, and I also want to see if Myles Garrett breaks that record. So, and, you know, do it against Aaron Rodgers, which would be kind of ironic because Michael Strahan broke the record against Brett Favre. So,
Brett Favre.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, it would have been, it'd be weird. But, yeah, my fancy tickled for that one. Cheapest ticket in Cleveland, right? It's got to be like
$36. 57.
Yeah, you see? We're not that far.
Not bad. Not that far. New Orleans at Tennessee.
Fancy's not tickled. Even though
fancy
I love to see Cam
tickled.
Cam Ward, but no, Fancy's not tickled, and I'll probably say $33 cheapest ticket there.
60.
Really? Damn.
Nashville's nice this time of year.
I guess.
Never been, actually. Jacksonville at Indianapolis.
Fancy's not tickled. I don't think what's his name
fancy
is playing. Philip Rivers is not playing, and
what?
Yeah, they don't have. They're out of the playoff picture. So,
I'm done.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Well, it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, well, you know, just like a Viagra or a Blue Chew.
That's it.
That's fun it.
While it lasted.
Good while it lasted.
Yeah. I think it's as low as $50 for that one.
Okay.
Tampa Bay at Miami.
Well, clearly my fancy is tickled because I'm covering.
My fancy is tickled.
That's fair.
And it's probably like what $38 for the cheapest ticket.
You know, it's saying $93
here, think it's
but I'm
be
not
$38 the day of.
Yeah, I think that's 100% correct. If I'm being honest,
Tampa needs the game. Tampa needs the win to.
They do.
Yeah, they need the game to stay with within reach of Carolina, who has a tough game themselves against Seattle. My fancy's tickled for that one.
Yeah, that was the next one that I had on the slate there. Ticket slow is
$100. My fancy is tickled.
Wow, look at that. Carolina's raising their prices. I like it.
Come on up. How about this one? The Patriots at the Jets.
My fancy's not tickled.
Fancy not tickled.
Even though I'm a diehard Jets fan, but yeah, so yeah. I'll be watching the Tampa Dolphins game. But what's the cheapest ticket there? Like $118?
$67.
Wow, times are tough in New York.
Times are tough. New York at Las Vegas to begin the 4 o'clock slate. The Giants.
Fancy's not tickled, but.
Fancy not tickled.
$47, cheapest ticket.
$71, believe it or not.
You probably get a lot of New Yorkers that live in Vegas. They'll probably come to the game in the West Coast.
We're getting the heavy hitters now. The Eagles at the Bills, 425.
Fancy is very tickled.
My fancy is tickled.
Yeah, that's a good one. Buffalo, 1.5-point favorites.
Yeah, fancy is tickled for that one. I think ticket probably be, you know what, it's gonna be a little bit more expensive because these are the last two home games at that stadium, so I'm gonna say the cheapest ticket will probably be like 127.
283.
That's the cheapest ticket.
Yes, cheapest. Wow. One tickets as low as
now
the final game of that Sunday night slate, 8:20 p.m. Chicago at San Francisco.
Fancy's very tickled.
My fancy is tickled.
This could be a battle between for number one seed in the NFC, because if the Niners win out, they'll be the number one seed in the NFC. The Bears are trying to get to Seattle, so they need a win, and they need to continue winning to win the NFC North. Caleb back in Cali. Brock Purdy coming off a 5-touchdown performance that kicked Vlad's fantasy football team out of the playoffs.
Unfortunately.
And I'm going to say the cheapest ticket for the stadium that will be hosting the Super Bowl again this year after they did it in 50. 108.
Oddly specific, and I like that, but $320.
What?
$320, most expensive game.
Chicago's going to travel, so they're going to pay tickets. Yeah. Bears fans will. And
our last game on the slate Monday, Rams at Falcons.
I mean, it's nothing to do on a Monday night, so the game will tickle my fancy.
My fancy is tickled.
The Matthew Stafford MVP run will continue. And I'll say the cheapest ticket there is Atlanta. I'll say $86.
$49.
Jeez, some good prices to go. I think I could go to Atlanta and go see a game then.
Take a spare flight. You'll be there.
Yeah, I'll be there, you know. They'll charge me for breathing, but yeah.
That's it. You got to stand up on the flight, but it's totally fine. That is Tickle Vlad's Fancy. And we'll come back. We'll give you your latest headlines right here on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.